Integrated question. Listen again to a part of the lecture, then answer the question. Traditionally, this has been done through hybridization. That means mixing or crossbreeding two different types of plants, and the result was a new type of plant with characteristics of both parents. Breeders then selected and reproduced the offspring that had the desired characteristics. This part of the lecture gives additional information about which of the following statements from the conversation in Section 2.
A. In this general sense, all organisms alive today are the products of genetic modification, since we've all evolved over millions of years through natural selection from single-cell organisms. B.
More resistant plants means farmers have to spray fewer chemicals to protect them, so there's less ground pollution.
C. This refers to deliberate changes to DNA made by scientists using modern biotechnology. D. Most crops, farm animals, and pets like dogs and cats have also undergone artificial selection, farmers and growers choosing their favorites to produce more like them.